Roll up, ladies and gentlemen, to the greatest podcast on Earth! Step right up and experience the magnificence that is the Two Ring Circus Podcast! You'll gasp, you'll laugh, and you'll be amazed at what comes next.
Amazing.
Don't worry about the smell. It's just the stars of our show, Tom Italiano.
Hey.
And Matt Bradshaw.
Oh, g'day.
Welcome.
Hi, Matt. We're at your house.
We are. You've driven a long way to get here, and I bless you for that.
I feel like I'm on tour. This is the life of a touring musician.
Is it?
I'm wondering if I'm slightly concerned about the position of your microphone.
Don't be.
Under the...
Don't be.
I wonder if it'll go... on your shirt there.
God damn it.
Well fixed.
like your dog.
You've caught my non-sleeping disease.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Domsomnia.
Yeah, I'm broken today.
Yeah, that sucks. I'm sorry about
that. I had a terrible sleep the night before, two nights ago. The night before last, I slept like a baby.
Huh.
So that set me...
Babies are notorious for having wacky sleep patterns and messing up parents' lives. So maybe what's happened with us is that we've become... It's our inner children coming out to fuck with our inner parent. What do you think? You think that's possible?
I don't like it. If it's true, I don't like it one bit.
Is there a button I can click so we can see that?
So we can see what?
The doobie.
What? Oh, moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, there should be a little man running. Is there a little man running? What is that? What's that little fella? No. Where's it? Where's the little man?
I mean, we can see that it's working.
Yeah.
But
isn't that what you meant?
No, the meter.
Ah, you need to meter. View.
For people watching you can see us playing with the laptop, but for people who are listening, you might wonder what the heck we're on about.
Yeah, good point. Where did the meterings go?
I don't know. Yes. They just stopped.
I got
we'll leave it. That's all right. It's working.
Okay. I got nothing for you, dude.
We've had technical difficulties. The first like six episodes were a nightmare, and then we got it right, and then 26 episodes later we're having issues again.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
I think it might be because of my lack of sleeping. Everything was going fine until I was not sleeping properly.
Why aren't you sleeping?
I think I just have a very busy brain.
Yeah I think it's mine too at the moment.
But I'm feeling a lot better about it. I think I wasn't sleeping and I was upset about it. So it was messing with me. And now I've just kind of let that go. So I'm not anxious about it. I'm still not sleeping very well, but I actually feel fine.
When I was a kid and couldn't sleep, it used to really mess with me.
Yeah, as in upset you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'd get completely irrationally upset about it and think that I would never sleep again.
Yeah.
All those weird things that you think when you're a kid. That clearly didn't happen. I've still been using my song that I don't know the name of, my instrumental 70s thing, to when I wake up in the middle of the night and my brain immediately engages with all the shit that I have to do.
Yeah.
That I didn't do this day and that I will have to deal with tomorrow.
Yeah.
Plus the extra stuff that just is always ongoing. Yeah, I hear that little violin flourish in my head. And it's amazing. It really
that's
works.
That's cool.
Yeah, except a couple of nights ago when I couldn't sleep when I woke up and couldn't go back to sleep, I couldn't remember how the song went either.
Oh, there you go.
So then I got really upset.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. Like... really upset.
Yeah.
Not like I did when I was a kid, but certainly did think, oh, well, that's it. If I can't hear that song, I'm now destined to be awake for the rest of the night. Have you and I talked before about the best way to actually fall asleep is to try and stay awake?
I'm not sure. It seems like a familiar subject, but...
Yeah. I've definitely done that, where I've just laid there and, like, in the dark room, just looked up at the ceiling, and eventually you just... It's almost just that very act of it somehow disengages your brain from going over all the shit.
Okay.
I don't know.
I get out of bed and go for a walk or something.
Oh, yeah. What?
Because I've learnt now that if I'm awake for longer than 10 minutes, I'm not falling asleep. So I may as well go do something that makes me go, oh, no, I'm sleepy, and then I'll be all right.
No, I do that with TV. Yeah. That's why I watch old episodes of Top Gear. I've started from the top again.
The top of Top Gear?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So there's like really old cars.
Still not really old, but okay, yeah. You know, I mean, well, 20 years old.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. It was lame when it started.
Is that because it was organised poorly and they weren't very good at it? Or it was just very low. Cars are crap?
No, it was really low budget.
Yeah.
And it was just a different kind of feel.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, even over the first season, watching it evolve even a bit into more what it became.
Okay.
Being I've only more irreverent. And
I've not seen any entire episodes of it, but I have seen Tom Cruise's Hot Lap.
Oh, yeah.
Amber Heard's Hot Lap.
Oh, yeah.
And someone I didn't know. Yeah, someone I didn't know. And I don't know, maybe they were just exits, they came up on Facebook or something like that. So yeah. I'm seeing things, but I haven't yet.
Mm. Do you know Amber Heard? No, thanks for the tip.
Good. Hey. What'd you tell her?
Do you know Tom Cruise? No, but no. Thanks for the...
He does look very cruisy. He looks pretty intense.
Yeah. Good driver.
Yeah. Well, and runner. He's seen the guy run.
No,
he always does like crazy run through all his films. It's like, man, does he just only take movie roles where he can run for 60 seconds?
Yeah. He is a good runner.
He's a good runner.
I remember seeing a clip of Tom Hanks on Graham Norton's show. Talking about running.
Running.
Yeah. Jeez, he's lovely.
He seems what like a lovely man. Really good man, doesn't he?
Yeah, he really does. He said every now and then he and his wife will be sitting at home and Forrest Gump will come on the cable, he said. Like a really like old man. It's hilarious. He said, yeah, we'll turn this over. And his wife says, no, let's just watch the bit where you're running away. Yeah, so she said so he can watch his rock hard
ass. Oh, that's cute. Because they were together from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great story.
And then he gets him to read the bit from that point forward, wherever I went, I was running.
So good. Good man. I love it.
Yeah.
Have you done anything that...
Ooh.
Oh.
Go on.
Am I always asking questions?
No. Oh, no, I was gonna give us another one.
Okay. And action.
Oh.
What's going on?
Is this the right one?
What's going on? It'll do, my friend. Yeah, what's going on? So what's been going on? Other than sleeping. So when you're awake, what have you been doing when you're awake?
I've been trying to run this booking agency.
You're doing well at running it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not at the terrible, sad, depressed stage I was, you know, 6 months ago, but I'm at the where I felt like every part of my life needed attention that it wasn't getting. I'm at that stage without the depression.
Oh, good.
So yeah. I just feel like everything just needs more attention than it's getting. So that's, I'm finding that really frustrating. But yeah, I mean, you know, I'm trying to work hard at it. I'm trying to get some people some work.
Oh.
You know.
And for those of us who you are getting work for, we are very grateful for the fact that the rest of your life's fucked.
That's very kind of you to say.
Yeah.
It's
nice.
Thanks. Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, for those of us who you are getting work for, if you decide to give it away because the rest of your life is fucked, you're totally forgiven. We'd rather you be happy.
There are some people for whom I book gigs who are openly and demonstrably grateful, which is really nice.
Ah, yeah.
Like, who go out of their way to...
What I meant, the oh yeah was not, it's nice, you. But the oh yeah was, yeah, of course people are grateful.
Some.
Not every, you know,
yeah.
Lots of people just think that they, you know, deserve whatever they get, but...
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. Yeah. One guy who I corresponded back and forth with about his overt kind of thanks. So I'm grateful you're grateful. And then he wrote something else nice back and I said, I'm... Oh no, he said, you know, I'm not always like this. I can be a real prick. I said, good, I was starting to worry.
Oh, well, I thought you were talking about me for a second.
No, not you. Yeah. You're never pricky.
Well, not to you.
Oh, you're right.
I tend to very quickly step away from people I don't want to be associated with. No, so, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen very often. I think most people who are prickly don't want to hang out with me either. They don't want to work with me. You know, it's that kind of, you know, Dom's way too easygoing for me. I like to, you know, those kind of people who like to be stressy or like prickly about stuff, they don't want to hang out with me. I'm just not compatible. I'm the kind of person that would just say, just let them dance, man. If they kick your microphone stand, move it. Put it to the side. Don't crack the shits with them. It's your fault. I'm that guy.
Oh, that sounds a bit prickly. Well, don't crack the shits with them. It's your fault.
Do you know, what I mean by that is, like, if there's things about what we do for work which you can legitimately be upset about, but most of them you have the ability to control.
Sure.
So if you're not willing to do the things to alleviate the problem, don't complain about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I like to have my microphone stand, for example, face on. I don't like to have it off to the side. It makes it harder for me to do stuff.
Yeah.
But if I've got a limited amount of space and people are dancing,
you just do.
You just move it.
Yeah.
Right? And then if they fall over onto your shit, well, what do you... Don't kick him in the back of the head. I've seen people do it. Yeah, like, you know, I've done that myself, so I ought to get fallen on, but not visibly, you know, forcibly to do that kind of thing. And I spoke with a
new prospective Space Between Nota yesterday, who said that he's only just sort of started getting back into playing again because he really lost the mojo for it.
Yeah.
That he got the shits with just drunk people coming up and requesting inane songs and just, you know. He said to me, I used to be a people person. So I remember talking to you at a gig and you said you actually really like people, meeting them and like talking to them and hearing their stories. He said, I used to be like that, and then years of playing, I got over it.
Mm.
But he went away and did like a factory job and now he wants to be a muso again.
It's that conversation I have with people often about the difference between a musician and an artist, and you know, you're not really an artist at 1 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday night. You're a musical plumber.
Yeah.
And
you and I have discussed before as well, those gigs, you do just have to, I mean, if you go into that gig not knowing what it is, then once you're there, you just have to deal with it. Like, just do the job.
Yeah.
And if you know what it is, and you know you don't like doing gigs like that, then don't take the gig. So they're pretty simple things. But you and I certainly have done those gigs where we've come out the other end of it. And it's not like they haven't necessarily been fun, because you've got a bunch of rowdy people all dancing around and, you know, it's all great. But they're not very musical.
Oh,
just belting out stuff.
But some of the things that can alleviate that, like I said, a lot of it is, like, how do you prep for it? So did a gig that I'd done a month ago and we had one fallback. So this time I took two, and it completely transformed the gig from a pushing hard work gig to just having that extra bit of headroom in the fallback to be more musical and back off the mic and whatnot. And it made it more
Were you musical. Running separate sends for each of you?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
But just two speakers made the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It just had that, because the first time it was like, oh, that's maxed out before it starts feeding back, and the extra speaker just gave it just that little bit of noise.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it didn't double the volume. Of course, it, you know, it's not how that stuff works, but it just gave it just a little bit.
I think you need 10 speakers to do that, don't you?
It's some, I don't know what the, I've
10 times the power for twice the volume.
Is that out of Spinal Tap?
No. No, that's out of Science.
Yes,
I think.
Out of Science. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I love that film. I think it's something like that, yeah.
It's logarithmic. Exponential. Logarithmic.
Man, don't use words like that on me. Dogarithmic? Yes. I get that. You need 10 more dogs to have twice as much fun.
That's not true.
That's not true.
No.
That's not true.
No. I met my next door... No, I didn't meet my next door neighbour yesterday. I had a conversation with my next door neighbour yesterday on the front lawn. That wasn't the subject. That was where we were physically.
Look, I've been meaning to talk to you about your front lawn.
My front lawn does need speaking about. And funnily enough, this almost leads into the conversation. It turns out she's... she didn't tell me what it was she did before her child was born.
She had sex at least once. Even I don't know how,
she said
that I don't know how that works anymore.
When the kid was born, she couldn't do what she used to do anymore.
Oh, right. So she was... Really funny. Labour intensive.
My brain went straight to, oh my God, she was a prostitute. I didn't ask her, but it really did. It's like, because she, it felt like she was being coy about it.
Well, we're all prostitutes in our own industries
now,
in a certain way,
come
aren't we?
On, come on. Yes, I played 500 Miles the other day, but that's not the same.
Do you have a song you would try to avoid? You should eat to avoid that sound.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had 2 minute noodles for dinner last night.
Do they really take 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not real 2 minute noodles. I had soba noodles in homemade broth. But I've made the...
You really want to talk about prostitutes, don't you?
I've made the... homemade broth.
Homemade brothel. That's my house.
I thought you meant what they get spread all over them.
Oh!
Anyway.
That's good. Right, we should use that at Crown at a gig. They'd appreciate it. That's the one thing that I find very challenging about playing at Crown is the fact that we're often piped into other areas where people can't see us, like the sound.
Yeah.
So you can be 50 to 100 meters away and hear what we're saying / playing without seeing us. So we might be referencing someone right in front of us or making a joke like that, and it's totally can be taken out of context. And if it's potentially a bit risque, you get in trouble. I believe that's happened to you maybe 5 years ago.
Oh, longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, was it?
No, it was just before I went. It was start of 2013.
Was it really?
When I went overseas.
Feels like an age ago.
So you have to be really careful in those things where, you know, you might be plugged into a wall and that audio is then running into another room and you say something about something and people go, oh, that's terrible. It's like, no, it's actually really funny. But
yeah, I mean,
I think we've learnt and we're very good, conscious of it.
Correct. I was going to say, I don't think I say anything that could be remotely misconstrued.
Even just a swear.
Even just a swear.
And even like during a song, swear. So you kind of, you know, I always, when I sing Creep, I don't swear.
No.
When I sing whatever's that, what's that? What's that song we got the email about all those years ago? Little Iron Man. I always say Little Iron Man and no one really picks up on it, but it makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Little Iron Man. Yeah, you gotta do these things to entertain yourself.
Yeah.
Anyway, your neighbour.
Turns out she's now a house cleaner, now that she's no longer...
What was she before?
An escort. allegedly.
Assumed.
No, I have to say allegedly. Not assumed.
No?
No.
No.
I mean, maybe she...
Exhumed? She looks really good.
Wow.
This is lack of sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now she's doing house cleaning.
Not yours?
Not mine. Not mine.
Which
my house,
you don't need it because
no. My house.
Great.
My house definitely needs
I
it.
Do. Would she come to Lara?
Needs to clean. No, she to wouldn't. I wouldn't.
I need one.
She said she has to dress differently depending on whose houses she goes to.
Yeah, right.
Because I do some work for some Muslims, and so you have to be like you have to work covered your way up into their culture, right? She told me a whole bunch of stories.
Cool.
Yeah, kind of. It's pretty funny. But she said one of the first questions I asked them is why they want a house cleaner. Like, it's because you're tired, or you're bored, or you're lazy, or yep. I don't know, or you want to look after your man properly. What conversation are we having here? It was weird. It was really weird. I said, I used to have a house cleaner. She said, oh, well, why did you have one? I said, because I'm lazy.
There are plenty of women of a younger age that I speak to who say things like that a woman's place is here and rah-rah, and they're like, wow, you're 28. I thought you might be feeling different about stuff like that. No, I think it's my role to do
speak
this.
Speak with
do
more that. Than one girl who says things
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know one.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know if that's the same person, but yeah.
Sarah.
Right. No, plenty.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting thing to have a conversation about, because to feel like you have an understood role in any relationship which you define is quite powerful. Like if you think, this is how I think that I should behave and how I should approach this for this relationship, and it's important to me, and you know, therefore they're kind of establishing the thing. It's different when it's like the man says, if you're going to be my wife, you do this, yeah, and this. But when it very much sounds like, and a lot of these women that I've spoken to, and I say a lot, you know, maybe a dozen over the last couple of years, they're not in relationships, but they just have an idea of how they like to approach it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I reckon that's a segue into something I didn't necessarily plan to talk about today. What do you reckon about this Grid Girls controversy?
I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Really?
Yeah. It's just got something to do with the Formula One.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. So
that's why I don't
getting rid of Grid Girls.
Getting rid of Grid Girls?
Getting rid of Grid Girls because it's sexist and misogynistic.
Ah, this is the whole conversation about strippers and prostitutes as well. Just kind of like, are we...
Is it?
Well, it's like, do the people who employ them exploit them, or are they exploiting the potential for the business? I mean, that's a transactional... Sorry, I mean, I would assume a grid girl gets paid particularly well. I mean, better than $20 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume that might not be the case. Yeah. If it is the case, then it is exploitative. But if they get paid well, they go, well, I can go and be a good girl and walk around and, you know, do this for 5 hours or whatever it is and get paid $1,000 for the day. Well, that's a week's worth of work for me. Yeah. Like at my reception job. So they're also exploiting the potential to make money based on that. So, yeah, I don't know.
So I had a conversation with a friend of mine the other night at dinner, where he really railed against the idea that these girls are now being denied a chance to make a living.
Yeah.
And my argument was that I don't think it's exploitative of the people who are employing them. I just think that it seems ridiculous that they're there. In my mind, they are there because motorsport is completely male-dominated and it's an extension of here's some other shiny things boys like to look at.
Mm, that's true.
And that feels wrong to me.
Sure.
And I get the other part of the argument, but I don't know. I just think particularly, I mean, this is all, of course, on the back of this whole Me Too movement.
Yeah.
I think it's a great conversation that people should be having, but I'm surprised how many people have said this is ridiculous and they add a touch of glamour to the event. And but moreover, why why does anyone have the right to deny these girls to make a living? And that's why I think it was interesting that you said, you know, prostitution, that sort of thing. Like, that's a completely different thing to me.
Sure, it's just, you know...
Bearing in mind, I dated a Gold Coast meter maid.
Sure. what I mean to say is, it's on the lines of, look, the way anyone gets employed is that some people are prepared to do a job and other people aren't. That's one line of it. The other is some people are qualified to do a job and others aren't. And there's another line of it doesn't really matter what your skills are. If you look a certain way, you can get a job, right? Now, that's always going to be a factor in any scenario of employment.
Mm-hmm.
It's like cute little kids get away with murder and... You know, when they, you know, they can play, they know how to play it up or whatever, and they get away with murder. But kids who are actually just little assholes, doesn't matter how cute they are, right? You know, I was just kind of using that at the point of. Anyway, that's on the track.
Are you suggesting we have grid kids?
So there's, for me, the other side of the potential of, you know, traditionally, sports racing is, you know, male dominated, and it's an extension of the shiny girl thing. There's another element for me of that. Everyone likes to look at beautiful things, right? And if there's, I think that, you know, if we allow that to be part of it, it's not the looking, it's not having them there that's an issue. It's, are they treated poorly? Or are they treated, you know, and that's for me is the issue.
Really?
Because it's like,
not the image it presents to kids growing up.
What image does it present?
That it's okay for those girls to be there simply as eye candy in a male-dominated, male-driven escapade. Because why aren't there grid guys?
What? Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right then. So, I mean,
that's my argument.
I think that's absolutely more than reasonable. And have both.
I'm happy for both.
Have both.
Yeah.
Don't. I mean, it's like not necessarily take away, but the idea, I do think there's an element of. Not so much who are we to take away these people's right for employment, but like I get it. It's, I mean, I like to look at beautiful things, whether they're men or women. Like, I like when fucking Ryan Reynolds takes his shit off in a movie. The guy's buff, like, he looks amazing. Like, and I can look at that guy, that's a remarkable looking person, right? But
did he take his shirt off on the Green Lantern?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the whole movie, his shirt was off.
Really? Didn't save it?
No, didn't save it. Actually, he was great in it. It was just a shitty film. So I don't know. I guess the thing for me about that stuff is I just don't see that stuff like that. And I think it's all about how you treat people. I don't think there's any issue with having beautiful people wear nothing and walk around with numbers or whatever it is, right? Unless they're treated poorly. And so I don't think the solution is to just not have anything, because I don't think that stops poor treatment of people.
No.
I think, which is interesting about, like, all these things are coming out about people being, men and women being harassed in the workplace and blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, don't be a jerk.
The fact that it's just girls, you know, parading around in boxing, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's inherently sexist, surely.
I've got no argument with that.
Right.
Yeah.
That to me is the issue. That feels like that's what the conversation should be.
Yeah, I mean,
it feels like there's been a lot of focus placed on we're denying these people their right to make a living.
Well, I think that's
like, well, yeah.
I think particularly with technology these days, they're completely unnecessary. Like, just like you don't need cheerleaders and you don't need any of that stuff, right? But then again, I don't think there's any reason not to have it just because. I don't think there's any reason not to have it. I think the root there is have that stuff. People who dance around and do acrobatics, doing cheerleading, that's great. It looks amazing. It's awesome. Just don't treat women like objects and poorly because they're there doing that. Because I don't think that that is what... That is, I don't think that's the message it sends. I think it, if it's the message is received, you need to stop people from receiving that message and educate people about the message, which is like women's sport now, like, you know, women's AFL and whatnot. Really, I think what has to happen is that needs to be a side-by-side season. That's the next step, where men and women's sport is side-by-side at the same time, curtain openers, whatever. Like, you go and see both games in a row, whatever. But it's definitely on its way to that. But it just proves that, you know, more than half the population are women, and they like watching women do stuff, just like men like watching women do stuff and women like watching men do stuff. Like, I think it...
I used to really like watching my neighbour do stuff.
Before she had her baby, so I don't... I think you probably hit the nail on the head. The solution is have good guys. Absolutely. We all love looking at beautiful people. There's like it's hardly a movie star, pop star, TV star on the planet.
I hate it. It makes me feel incredibly inferior, but it's okay.
But it's just you don't go to an art gallery. You don't go to an art gallery and look at stuff that anyone could do. Like, you really don't. I mean, there's a conversation that happens often. Yes, anyone could do that. But the reality is that you didn't do it. Only that person could do it in that way. And that's why it's... Correct. And the fact they have done it is a reason why it's art. Let's not get into that conversation. It's the same. I just think that, you know, anyone could do it. They don't necessarily have to be beautiful to be good people either. Just have anyone walk around with the numbers and whatnot. Like, awesome. Do a competition that gets the fans in to be the grid people. You know, there's all kinds of things that you can get. You
I
can
saw make it. Someone on Facebook relate the grid girls to being the same as, oh, well, if we're going to get rid of them, then we need to get rid of fashions on the field at Spring Racing Carnival. It's like, what? No.
How about just get rid of Spring Racing Carnival? I mean, that's a good place to start.
Yeah.
I'm finding
more and more disengaged with every passing week with social media.
Oh, of course. Well, it depends on what comes through your feed.
Really cloying at the moment.
Well, we got my dad on it a little while on Facebook a while ago, and he said, I looked at it for 2 days and it just annoyed the shit out of me. I said, yeah, that's where you have the power to curate what you see.
Sure.
So the better you get at deciding what's going to pop up in your feed, the more you enjoy it. So don't, you know, I'm not saying that you've done this, but if you don't like dumb shit, don't click like to CNN. Like, but if you do, you'll love it. Like, it's perfect. The thing about fashion on the field and the thing about the grid girls and the thing about potentially grid guys and all that kind of stuff is there is...
I haven't seen anyone mention grid guys, by the way.
Well, you have, and bloody good on you. So, but... It's kind of like the assumption of people saying, you know, when a girl dresses up to go out, you know, she's dressing up to go out to get attention. It's like, I personally have never met a girl that put a lot of effort into looking the way she wants to look for any other reason than she feels good about.
Correct.
About getting the right dress and getting the right makeup because they enjoy that for themselves.
Yeah.
If they get a bit of attention while they're out, which they want, then that's good. But that attention is going to come with attention they don't want from people they don't want it from. So the reality is you prepare yourself to go out to look how you want. So there's this element about the grid girls thing. It's like some people put a lot of effort into eating a certain way, exercising a certain way, blah, blah, because that makes them feel good. And if a byproduct of that is they can get employed for certain things, then it's not that we shouldn't deprive them of the work, but we shouldn't make it out that the whole reason they're there is because of the shitty, masculine-dominated, exploitative culture. You can have people there who look like that and admire them with respect, and they can walk around a boxing ring in their underwear, and you can treat them well. The fact that people don't is the issue. So we need to really make it like, so if you're at a boxing event with 10,000 men and, you know, 500 women in the place, right, the culture needs to learn that, all right, it's round three. not take it off, baby. Like that's what needs to change. And I don't necessarily think that by removing it, it's certainly not going to change the culture by removing it. It's just going to remove that scenario. I think you really need to work on how people treat people in that certain situation. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I don't think it makes sense.
Okay.
Boxing, particularly. I'm glad I brought that up.
Well, you know, any kind of spectatory type thing where people get in a big, massive group together and therefore they're anonymous and they can behave like pigs.
Mostly guys.
Well, horse racing, for example, the most disgusting behaviour on a horse racing day is absolutely exhibited by the women. And let's face it...
I wouldn't say that.
Well, any time I've been. Any time I've been, just squatting in the middle of the walkway to have a piss because they're too drunk. Like, that's...
Yeah, but that's...
At least guys go off to a tree. And the difference,
sometimes.
And you know what? The difference there is men are well aware that if they just peed in the middle of the thing, they get done for indecent exposure and go off to jail. But if women did, it'd be like, oh, come on, girl, come over here. So, you mean...
I don't know. I stopped doing spring racing. Well, I stopped doing racing gigs a long time ago, and particularly those big carnival type gigs, because the behaviour from everyone, I just thought was pretty fucking abominable. Yeah. So,
I guess what I'm saying is we are in an interesting time where the culture towards the questions are being asked about these types of things, which they should be. I think people who look a certain way absolutely should still have job opportunities. I just think they should be treated better, and the attitude from the public, particularly in the big events when there are lots of people acting anonymously, that culture needs to be the thing that's worked on. And I don't necessarily believe that taking the thing that the focus is on away is going to change the culture. It's not. It just means that next time someone sees something like that, we've done no work on it publicly. Like, so next time someone sees something like that, that prior mentality is just going to come back into it.
How do you propose that gets worked on then?
Well,
without taking it away?
I think it's getting worked on a lot. I mean, right now, like, you know, the all of the expose about how, you know, the abuse, like in Hollywood and things like that, people are starting to understand that, like, you can't treat people like that. You can't treat people like that in the workplace. For example, the Greek girls, for example, I would imagine that because of the conversations going on now, people are less likely to treat them poorly because it's in the public consciousness now that they're at work. You can't treat people at work like that.
I don't know if there was ever a suggestion that they were being treated poorly.
Sure, but I'm just saying, like, anyone. I don't think that having people who look a certain way presenting your awards, being a meter maid, I think they should be allowed to do it. I think you should just kind of go, you're absolutely, there's nothing wrong with that. Just don't treat them bad. They're not just objects. They're human beings doing a job, and you might think it's superfluous, or you might think that they're objects, but they're not, so fucking treat them well. Have a good attitude towards them.
But what does it say to kids growing up that we allow just one sex to be that thing?
Well, I think that is a separate issue, and I agree with you that... Well, I mean,
that's my issue with it.
Yeah.
100% my issue with it.
Yeah. Well, I agree with that. I don't think that those things that are traditionally we get beautiful 6'2" slender women to walk around doing that kind of stuff. That should be. I think that men should be involved in that too. I can't believe that that's not already done, given the focus with the sporting world on trying to get more women involved as spectators.
Yep.
And I do think that would go a long way, incidentally, to. Like the girl, you know, instead of just the girl walking around the boxing ring, you have guys as well, like swap it around. I think, you know, we live in a world where it's pretty close to 50-50 men and women, and everyone should do that kind of stuff.
Okay, that's good consensus. I like that.
Yeah.
I feel that's a nice
I think that's the next step. Yeah. I do. I really do.
Good. I think it should be.
Yeah. Just like Fashions on the Field is men and women, like, you know, for example.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Rocky won like 10 grand once.
What?
Yeah. He went to Sydney with his mates to the races one day and then won Fashions on the Field and got all these Maya vouchers and then trip to somewhere. Yeah.
Maya.
I think they do Maya Fashions on the Field. Yeah.
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 Got a trip to Maya. All right.
All right.
Good one, man.
Cool, mate.
Good talk.
Nice to see you.
You too.
Are we gigging this weekend? No. Next Wednesday.
No. We aren't.
Oh, okay. Well, you have a good weekend of gigs. I'll see you next Wednesday.
I've got your Investing in Real Estate for Dummies book here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you got? Did you buy a house?
I hadn't borrowed it.
Oh. Who borrowed it?
Becky, didn't she?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, she gave it to me.
Clearly, I only own one house, so I haven't read
it. And it's got your pay in it from the weekend as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Cool. Hooray.
So I didn't forget.
Let's go shop.
Let's go tomorrow. I'm in my favourite T-shirt. Look.
I've got a couple of those.
I love it. Yeah, it's barely holding on.
Literally bare.
I love it.
Yeah.
Fred Bear.
All right, see you later, biscuits.
Oh. Bye. Okay, good night.